Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're taking a break from our study in Genesis as Associate Pastor Kyler Lanier teaches on the spiritual stepping stones for our walk with Christ. Here's Associate Pastor Kyler Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Just like we cannot serve God without faith it's impossible to please God. Like so, without patience, we will never be able to be faithful to Him. It never lasts. The first tribulation, the first trial that we face, and everything else we try to establish about that virtue, about that knowledge, even that temperance, that self-control, once we've had enough, all that's gone. Because we don't patiently endure these things, looking to Christ for our hope and our help, knowing that He promises He will see us through. Well, continuing on in Romans, just turn a few pages over to chapter number 5. And this is where that patience comes in, because it kind of works in a circle. You need the patience to endure the tribulations properly, and when you endure these tribulations properly, what does it work? We're going to find out. Romans chapter 5, we'll do verse number 3. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also. We glory in tribulations. Why would that be? Knowing that tribulation worketh patience. It bringeth about this patience that we need to have. And patience, experience, that knowledge through proving, and experience, hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. So be very careful before you pray for patience, because the Bible tells us that these tribulations worketh patience. It's going to put it to the exercise and increase it. But without patience, we cannot stay faithful through the bad times. Maybe for the first instance, the second instance, but that's why when they asked Jesus, how often do I forgive my brother when he offends me? He said, what, 70 times 7? He said, again and again and again and again and again. Literally, don't keep out, just forgive him. That takes a lot of patience. I may be patient the first time. I may be patient the second time. But man, the third strike, third time you do something stupid and you're coming to me kind of thing, my patience is going to start wearing thin. I told you, and are we not all the same way? Well, that's why we need that patience to last, so that we can faithfully endure these things. No matter what the temptations or the trials or the tribulations are, we have to have patience in them. Well, in Romans chapter number 8, again, just turn over a few pages. We'll stay here in the book of Romans. Let's do verse number 24. In verse number 23, he's talking about waiting for the redemption of our body. In verse 24, for we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why doth he yet hope for? But if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. If you can wait for it with patience, then it kind of, by a law of a necessary reference, means that some people are waiting without patience. You ain't got a choice. You got to wait. It's not going to happen. It's like being in a drive-thru. You be patient or not, you got to wait. There's a difference between waiting and patiently waiting. And so I want us to see that not only do we have to exercise patience in our tribulations, but even just in our daily walk with the Lord. Our salvation, we exercise patience in it, looking unto that blessed day and the coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And we do so with patience, with a calm steadfastness, a constancy, and an endurance in our life. Well, a few chapters over again in chapter number 15 of Romans. In Romans 15, I want us to see that patience, the reason it should be an attribute of our life, is because it's an attribute exhibited by the Father. In Romans 15, he's talking about helping out your brethren and bearing each other's infirmities. But let's see here in verse number 5, Romans 15, 5. Now, the God of what? Patience and consolation grant you to be like-minded one toward another according to Jesus Christ. There's a purpose that ye may with one mind and one mouth glorify God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Our God is a God of patience. So for us to overlook this attribute in our life is as though we are completely ignoring how often he demonstrates it in his own being towards us. How often is the Lord patient with you and with I? So how much more should we not be patient in this short life? The Bible says it's but a vapor, just a drop. Should we not be patient one with another? Be patient unto the return of Jesus Christ. Be patient in trial and tribulations. Be patient. And so we need that patience to endure these things. And there's so many other verses that I'd love to go over. Let's just do a few of them. Go ahead and turn to Colossians. Turn to the book of Colossians. And while you're turning there, I'm going to read you a verse from 2 Corinthians. But go ahead and turn to Colossians chapter 1. We find in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, I read this as you're finding your place in Colossians 1, where he's talking about the way we ought to act and conduct ourselves. He says, giving no offense in anything, that the ministry be not blamed, that we don't bring shame upon the cause of Christ, but in all things approving ourselves as the ministers of God, showing these things forth in much patience, in afflictions and necessities and distresses. And this leads into the verse we read earlier where it talks about by pureness and by knowledge. The verse we use to back up our virtue and our knowledge this morning, well, the one leading right up to it prefaces that with much patience. Much patience. Well, there in Colossians chapter number 1, we find our key verse there is verse number 11. Verse number 11, and I'll just start in verse 10 to give some context. That ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, which we learn were fruitful through patience. Being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. We read that in 1 Peter. We ought to add that knowledge to our virtue. Strengthened with all might, according to his glorious power, unto all patience and longsuffering with joyfulness. With joyfulness. Giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. We're to be strengthened in the Lord. It says unto all patience. So we started with patience. We just read about much patience, and now unto all patience. So we know that it's required in our walk with the Lord. It cannot be ignored. And I know it's tough sometimes to be patient, especially when we live in a world where you have anything and everything just as quick as you can. We live in a world of drive-thrus and fast foods and movies on demand, of you name it. It's just there. You want it, it's a click away. And if it takes more than a minute or two to get it, you know, I ain't waiting for this to load, or I ain't waiting, I got better things to do, you know? They say the average attention span for someone on a website, if you're going to tune to a website, the studies and all they have, they say it's about 5 seconds. They said, if you don't capture their attention in 5 seconds, they're gone. You lose them. That's it. I've seen squirrels focus on things for longer than 5 seconds. But it's just the society in which we live.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Associate Pastor Kyler Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.